I've got Andrew Popple here from Final Draft. It's time for book club. And I have to say, I don't read enough books. And so I'm actually really excited to do this so that I kind of learn more books. And so I can kind of go out and it'll inspire me to be more well read.
I mean, I hope to. So what are you into, though? Like, what could I bring to the table for you?
Well, a box of favorites. And then after that, I think probably crime. I used to love reading crime a lot. That's like, I think that's probably my favorite thing.
All right. Well, I mean, I've got one thing I want to clarify and one thing that I think you'll be happy with. If you say a box of favorites to me, I'm bringing in the box of books by the door.
Nice.
The one that's either going to be taken to street libraries around the inner west or otherwise. And crime, got you sorted.
Yes.
Got you sorted. Okay. Today, I have got a new book by Adrian McKinty. So if you've not come across Adrian McKinty, he is a prolific writer of crime, and he's got a number of hit series to his name. He's born in Ireland, and he's sort of been around the world. He's now based in New York, but he did do a stint living in Australia, and as such, he picked up a few Ned Kelly Awards for his work. So the Ned Kelly, if you're looking for some good Aussie crime, the Ned Kelly is like the top Australian Crime Award.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. I'll make sure I Google that later.
So while he was an honorary Australian, I did get to speak to Adrian a few times. I discovered him first through his Sean Duffy series, which was set in Carrickfergus during the 80s. How's your Northern Irish geography?
I do actually. I know where Carrickfergus is because I sang a song about it once. Yeah, trying to piece that together.
That took a turn. There you go. I hope Adrian hears this. I've not always been a devotee of crime, but look, the Sean Duffy books had just the right amount of everything and I was hooked. The protagonist is a Catholic copper in an overwhelmingly Protestant station trying to keep order during the period in Irish history that was known as the Troubles. We're not going to go into a history of the Troubles because we just do not have enough time.
No, we could talk about it for ages.
But it just created this enormously fantastic milieu for these novels. Duffy's writing situated each crime within a tense and, more importantly, a nuanced world that had these reverberations back through time as well as into our present. So, I mean, even today, with the issues of how to resolve the Brexit Northern Irish border, you can see the politics and the social world that Adrian so completely brings to life.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay, so there's about 6 recommendations for you before we've even gotten to the main event.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm taking notes as you speak.
So that's Adrian McKinty and his latest novel. It actually transports us across the North Atlantic and into our present as we land in Massachusetts amidst a quiet community. The kind where you'd expect a Gilmore Girls, Dawson's Creek type drama to take place. Think teens and love triangles. We open on a girl at a bus stop. She's on her phone, checking the gram, completely oblivious to the man with a gun approaching her.
That took a turn.
Yeah. I like an ellipsis, so there's an unspoken dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, very much so. I'm feeling it. I'm shaking a little bit now.
So Kylie is bundled into the car, and soon after, her mother, Rachel, receives a call. Kylie and Rachel have become another link in the chain. Rachel must now kidnap another child if she ever wants to see Kylie alive again.
Oh, no. Mm. Oh, this is so good.
So the premise of The Chain is deceptively simple. It borrows from chain letters, which I guess have kind of become chain emails, where the receiver must forward the letter on, usually to like 5 or 10 people, or suffer some unlucky fate. It also borrows from, I believe, it's kind of like a practice amongst crime families in South America where in order to sort of enforce power, they would kidnap a member of a loved one's family to enforce that person doing whatever dastardly criminal activity.
Wow.
So this is the premise from which it grows. The organism of the chain is designed to be self-perpetuating. And so whoever has unleashed this beast in Massachusetts must simply guide the monster as it consumes lives. Now, McKinty doesn't simply rely on action to turn our pages, though, as he teases the biographies of all the main players, including a mysterious pair with a troubled past. This is, I mentioned before, the way he creates a community, the way he creates character. Adrian McKinty is fantastic at that. For mine, though, I didn't take to the chain in the same way that I fell for the Sean Duffy books. I think it's possible that I just can't find as much reason to care about a small Massachusetts community in the same way that McKinty drew me to Belfast and to Carrickfergus. What is undeniable, though, is that Adrian McKinty has drawn his action from the darkest heart of our modern social mindset and created a horror story for every family. It is entirely believable that in an America where mass shootings feel like a daily occurrence, that a network of silent operators might be kidnapping and binding families to this self-perpetuating system of abuse. Maybe I just don't like the modern as well, and this book, it utilizes our contemporary world to full effect. It's quite a feat given that the traditional mystery sort of crime novel has been rendered all but obsolete with modern science and technology. You know, there's often... You don't need to go out and you know, deduce what has happened from, what did Sherlock Holmes famously do, you know, catalogue about 50 different types of cigarette ash. We have modern forensics for that.
Yeah, exactly.
In fact, that was, some would argue, the beginning of modern forensics. The chain, though, the chain's going to have you breaking out the duct tape on all of your device's cameras and wondering exactly where you're going to get cheap burner phones. Like, this is the internet. This is the world monitoring you. This is George Orwell's 1984, but kidnapping your kids. Since before its publication, The Chain has garnered the sort of excitement and press that's seen it optioned for a film deal already. I'm not surprised, as the book is without a doubt a blockbuster. I only have one question left for Adrian, though. So shouting out to Adrian if you're out there. All his Sean Duffy books, they took their titles from Tom Waits songs.
Oh, yeah. Righto.
Titles like Cold Cold Ground, Police at the Station and They Don't Look Friendly. So with The Chain, are we about to see a series borrowing from the catalogue of Fleetwood Mac? The possibilities are endless. I would say go out and read The Chain. It is probably it's going to be the perfect summer blockbuster for whatever you got planned over the next few months.
It's so nice to meet you. I really look forward to doing this every week.
I'm looking forward to bringing in some excellent books for you, Alex. You just let me know. You let me know what sort of stuff you're into. And I will say that it's mostly going to be new Australian writing.
Awesome.
It's great. There's so much great stuff out there.
Awesome. It was lovely to meet you, and I'll chat to you soon.
Thank you.